I'm Kate Botello in Studio A with the Northern Lower Brass Quartet, and it is very shiny in here. Two tubas and two euphoniums. We have Jerry Young and Tim Wilson playing the tuba, and Karen Hall and Rick Sunier playing the euphonium. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Here.
All members of Encore Winds, by the way. We should mention that. And you are on a mission. You are on a mission to spread the tuba all around the world.
Indeed.
Indeed you are, especially on a holiday mission. Tell us about Tuba Christmas.
Tuba Christmas is, specifically we're interested in Merry Tuba Christmas Traverse City, but there are Tuba Christmases literally all over the world, ranging from Basel, Switzerland I think one of my former students is starting one in Beijing, actually. But there are Tuba Christmases all over the world, and certainly all over this country.
And how does it work, the Tuba Christmas?
Well, we put out the call to lots of euphonium and tuba players, which we're doing right now. If you're in the area and haven't heard about Tuba Christmas, we come together, in our case, at First Congregational Church on Saturday, December 2nd, and we play a concert for the assembled folks. In our case, at this particular concert, we're going to be playing at 2 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock, the Encore Winds is going to present a concert. It's a fun-filled afternoon. We meet. There's a little registration fee of $10 for each player, and then if they don't already have a Tuba Christmas book, they have the opportunity to get one at that point. And we'll be rehearsing on December 2nd from 12:45 to 1:45. And then we're going to present a concert at 2. And it's great when people come if they dress themselves festively and similarly festoon their tubas and euphoniums. So it's a wonderful visual thing as well as an indescribable sound. It's a wonderful sound.
But for the players, anyone at all?
Anyone. If you're 8 years old and you play the tuba or euphonium, you're welcome. If you're 92 years old and you play the euphonium or tuba, you are welcome. All ages, all levels of experience. We have a part that everybody can play, no matter what their level.
Well then, come one, come all. If you play the big shiny instrument, bring it and join in for Tuba Christmas. You also have some scholarships available.
We do have for that. We have a limited number of scholarships for the registration, and folks who are interested in finding out more about that can contact Marlene Bielas at 231-715-0230.
Great. Well, we'll talk more about Tuba Christmas in just a little bit, but first, let's hear some music from the Northern Lower Brass Quartet.
Okay, we're going to play It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much. The Northern Lower Brass Quartet playing It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Caught that little bit of 76 trombones at the end of that number, Jerry.
Yes, this arrangement was done by a very dear friend of mine, Ron Kananer. He's actually a fine euphonium player. His daughter was one of my tuba students at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and we had a wonderful relationship. Still do, actually. And he made lots of arrangements for us, and this is one of the ones that he did. He's a fan of Meredith Willson. So we got a little music man in with our It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Now tell me, Jerry, a little bit more about the history of Tuba Christmas. How did this come about?
Well, Tuba Christmas was started in 1973 by the late Harvey G. Phillips, who is one of the most important musicians, not just one of the most important brass players, but one of the most important musicians of the 20th century. He was a freelance player around New York. He played in the New York City Opera. He was the vice president of the New England Conservatory of Music. He's very well known throughout the music world, but he wanted to do something to commemorate his teacher, William J. Bell, who was born on Christmas Day in 1902. And he thought, what better way than to bring a lot of euphonium and tuba players together to celebrate Christmas? So the first one of these was at Rockefeller Center on the ice rink in 1973. And that was the beginning of a phenomenon that Harvey nor anybody else could have realized. I should mention also the other part of Tuba Christmas that folks should be anxious to come and enjoy with us is they get to sing the carols. We don't just play them. They also sing along. And we do traditional things, Adeste Fidelis, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Jingle Bells. We do all of those things. And it's such a great thing to get into the Christmas spirit. That's the added feature.
Oh, a great event and sing-along and follow-along event for anybody who shows up. You can play your tuba, your euphonium, or you can sing too, and there's no risk of drowning out the band, is there?
None whatsoever.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear another piece from you.
Well, we wanted to play something traditional for our listeners today, and so we're going to do another arrangement by Ron Kananer. This is his setting of Silent Night. He actually made this arrangement, dedicated it to his daughter, Lori. So, and it's really beautiful. We think you'll enjoy it. So here's Silent Night.
Thank you.
Silent Night, performed by the Northern Lower Brass Quartet. It's always great to hear a piece like that because the tuba and the euphonium are such, you know, oom-pa-pa, joyful, sprightly instruments, but they can also be so lyrical and so beautiful.
Right. We sit in the back row of the band, and the euphonium is one of the solo voices of both the wind band and the brass band. And it gets to shine a little bit more. But, the tuba, we occasionally get the solo, but we're more the background voice. But we're happy doing that. That's why we play the instrument. Both Tim and I have been soloists as well throughout our careers. But, I mean, it's essentially, these instruments are no different from a trumpet or a clarinet. The instrument without the musician sitting behind it is just like a typewriter. If anybody knows what a typewriter is anymore. Okay, it's like a computer. But until somebody touches that, brings it to life with breath and musicianship, people think, well, it's big, so you must not be able to sing on it. But it's our voice. We sing.
Well, let's hear another piece of music.
How about Jingle Bells?
Fantastic.
This arrangement of Jingle Bells was done by my dear friend and colleague, Dr. Gail Robertson, who was a member of a tuba quartet called the Tuba Fours at Disney World. And for many people don't know that for many years, Disney World was the largest employer in the world of euphonium and tuba players outside of the military. And she spent many years with this group and did a lot of wonderful, wonderful music for them, including a lot of holiday music. And we think her Jingle Bells is pretty special. So here we go.
Holiday Spirit with the Northern Lower Brass Quartet, performing Jingle Bells just now, Jerry Young and Tim Wilson playing the tuba, Karen Hall and Rick Sunier playing euphonium. Thank you so much for coming. Let's talk again very quickly and wrap up for how we can get to be a member of Tuba Christmas if we want to play in that. That's coming up on the 2nd of December.
Right. 2nd of December, First Congregational Church. It's near the base of the Old Mission Peninsula. Registration is noon to 12:45. We'll rehearse 12:45 to 1:45, performance at 2 o'clock, $10 registration fee. And if you need to purchase a Tuba Christmas book, it's $12, but you can use it for the rest of your life at all Tuba Christmases everywhere. So it's a big deal. The carols arranged by the great American composer Alec Wilder. And come festively prepared in dress and bring your horn. We will look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. Dress up your horn, too. And, of course, after that, stay for the Encore Winds concert.
Right. We have a wonderful program prepared with the Encore Winds. It's going to include, there will be some holiday music. It's also going to include the finale from Camille Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony. Lots of fun stuff. If you're a band fan, Percy Grainger will be on the program, too.
All of that to look forward to. Again, thank you so much to the Northern Lower Brass Quartet for being in Studio A with me today. I'm Kate Botello. This is Interlochen Public Radio.